Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belzac.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belzac, and today we're going to talk about my favorite tactic for time management because there aren't enough hours in the day, right? I think we can all relate to that. And whether your goal is to climb the corporate ladder at your company or in a specific industry, or whether you're starting a side hustle or you're building a business, or you just want to spend more time with family and friends, it can be really hard to find ways to carve out those additional hours. So for me personally, the biggest question I always got asked was, how the heck was I able to manage my full-time job at Microsoft and my side hustle of building Cultivated Culture? And whether I did AMAs on LinkedIn or LinkedIn Lives or Ask Me Anythings via my email list or anywhere else, this question became a constant refrain. Everybody kept wanting to know what my secret was. And the truth is, I tried a ton of different tactics and systems and frameworks over many, many years, and there were some successes, mostly failures, but eventually I found a couple of things that worked for me. However, not everything that works for me is going to work for you, but there is one core component to my time management process that I think is universally helpful, and that is what I want to share today. So that specific tactic is something that I call a time audit. Here's how it works. Now, if you've ever been on a diet before and you've kept a food journal, it's a very, very similar concept, but we're just applying it to where we spend our time. So first, you're going to find some way to track your time. That could be in a spreadsheet, that could be manually. It's really whatever works for you. But what you're going to do is map out each of your days in half-hour increments. If you want to go to 15-minute increments, you can, although that can be a little granular. But essentially, what we want to do is understand where we're spending the bulk of our days, and we want to be specific with our activities. So I found it easiest to use a spreadsheet because the cells, you know, make it natural to map out those 30-minute increments. If you want to do this by hand, that's totally cool. Again, it's whatever works for you, as long as you basically have a blank template for the next 7 days or so. Then what you're going to do is pick a day to start, and you're essentially going to track every activity that you do that day down to the half hour. Or again, if you want to get more granular, you can. But I think half hour is probably the increment of time that is most useful. You know, an hour is too broad and 45 minutes gets kind of funky. So I would stick to the half hour range, 15 minutes if you want to get crazy. Now, the key here is to be specific with your activities. We're going to include absolutely everything here, from the moment you wake up to when you eat breakfast to exercise. And then when you get to work, I want you to be specific about the activities. I don't just want you to say, you know, I sent emails, but I want you to talk about the specific projects you worked on. I want you to actually mention when you were replying to emails and how much time that's taking you. I want you to write down the meetings that you're in. I want you to get very specific about the activities at your job that you're doing. And then this continues on into the evening, right? When do you eat dinner? What do you do after dinner? Are you watching Netflix? Are you reading a book? Are you hanging out with friends? And if so, how much time are you spending on each of those activities? And then at the end of the week, at the end of those 7 days, what you're going to do is you're going to go back through your tracker and you're going to do some calculations and you're going to look to see where you're spending each half hour increment of your time. And then what I want you to do is look at all of those activities, and you can filter by, you know, highest time spent to lowest time spent, but you're going to look at each of those activities and you're going to ask yourself, is this generating results? You know, the Pareto principle says, you know, 80% of the results come from 20% of the work. And that's really where we want to quadruple down. And so, you know, if you are basically working on a ton of things that aren't getting you results, can you scrap them to create more time? And if so, how can you do that? How can you rearrange your schedule? So this is exactly what I did. And I would do this on a monthly basis, sometimes quarterly if things got a little crazy. But I would sit down, I would go through this process for a single week, and then I would recreate my entire schedule around my findings. And so if I noticed that there was an uptick in the amount of Netflix I was watching after work, which absolutely has happened to me many, many times, I would be able to recognize that, I would acknowledge it, and then I would scale back and I would say, okay, what am I going to replace this with? Am I going to replace it with reading? Am I going to replace it with exercise? Am I going to replace it with work? And that allowed me to reset my schedule and be a lot more effective with my time. So if you go through this exercise, I think you'll be surprised at where you're spending some of your time. And I think you'll probably be able to find a couple of hours here and there, if not more, that you can use to allocate to these things that you're currently telling yourself that you don't have enough time for. So that's it for today. Thank you as always for listening, and I will see you in the next episode of the podcast.